Today I'm going to do nothing more than share with you a story. It's called The Story of the Two Wolves. And this was first introduced to me by the head of my course when I studied my master's degree in acting. And at the end of our graduation, she told us this story. And it really resonated with me because it's about the decisions we make and how we really do have an impact on our future simply by what we choose to think about and how we choose to act. There was a young Native American Navajo girl who had been having a reoccurring dream over some months, and it was very harrowing and quite scary and realistic. So she sought consol from her grandfather, who was the village elder and the wise man. She explained to him that in the dream there were always two wolves, one of which was a beautiful, warm, comforting, loving wolf. It had a wonderful, thick, full coat and deep eyes that just showed nothing but love towards her. She felt protected when this wolf was around. But also in the dream, there was always this other wolf whose fur was all scratched and ragged. It always lurked in the shadows and looked at her with hungry eyes, dark grey beady eyes that seemed to signal that she was in danger. It crept around and never came too close because the good wolf was always there to protect her. The grandfather explained to the young girl that everyone goes through this part of their life. There's a crossroads. And both of these wolves indicate a different part of us and our persona and who we are. And these wolves will fight for control over our lives. And whichever one wins is who we become. He goes on to say that the kind wolf represents all the part of your psyche that is loving and kind and generous and curious. It represents your courage and determination. The second wolf, on the other hand, represents disease, bitterness, regret, anger, judgment, and all those parts of your psyche that really want to hold you back, don't allow you to be free and experience the world as you could. At this, the girl got very nervous and she goes, "Well, how do I know which wolf is going to win? How do I know which one I'm going to become?" To which the grandfather replied, "You become whichever wolf you feed." I love this story. I think it's really, really poignant and relevant. There's so many people that I've spoken to recently that have joined my school community who have issues with their confidence and are continually judging themselves on their performance as opposed to allowing themselves to be. There's a pressure that we can put on ourselves and expectations about who we want to become. And it's very ambition-led. The world we live in does point us in that direction. Like, you must achieve more, you must earn more, you must be better. But until we give in and allow ourselves to actually flourish and look after ourselves and stay curious, we won't see the beauty in the world and we won't be able to experience life at its fullest. And this is no different when it comes to improving our voice, our acting ability, or our public speaking skills, because aiming and striving when we don't see results does make us feel a bit angry and bitter and regretful and jealous. But staying open and curious and listening to the world, seeing the beauty in others, learning to listen, discovering what's available to us rather than trying to grab it, is a different perspective. And you have a choice about how you live your life. If you're someone who's stuck in your head, you don't have any confidence, you feel self-conscious, you continually berate yourself about how well you're doing or how well you're supposed to be doing, you need to give yourself a break. You need to start being grateful for everything you have. You need to start being grateful for all the things you do have. Open your eyes and look around. If you focus on the negative, that's what you'll become. If you can see the positive in the world, learn to look outside of yourself, you will learn that there is much on this planet to be grateful for. Lots of love, kindness, art, wonderment. Everything is there for us if we choose to see it. And when you start seeing it, your perception changes. And when that happens, you free yourself, you free your mind, and you free your body. That small shift can be the difference between someone who is held, blocked, self-judgmental, unable to perform, with someone who is free, dynamic, available and ready. I love that story. I just wanted to share it with you. I hope you like it. Thanks for watching. Maybe you'll get something out of that, maybe you won't. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. AKA Vocabilities. And until the next time, look after yourself and your voice.